Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Appling steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Siri. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Don Black. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat bunts towards the mound. Gromyk juggles the ball. That's an error on Gromyk. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Lopat moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen is walked intentionally. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. There goes Lopat trying to get to home. Siri throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Lopat, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hodgen moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromyk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing second base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fleming strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Al Lopez pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.